still chasing the win, Peter, but must be much happier with the performance for the team today.
As I said to you, I thought there was a lot of good things last week. I know the result wasn't great, and the goals we conceded were really poor. Today, I thought we dug in. We should have won the game. I thought we had the best chances. There's no doubt in my mind of that. We had the best chances in the game. But I've always said to the strikers, yes, it'd be fantastic if they scored, but it's so important to keep getting in there. And I think every single game we've had two or three fantastic chances. And I've got, as I said earlier, I've got to give keepers great credit for saves they make and positionally, because that's their job. Obviously, a couple of bad misses and a bit unfortunate at times. But as I say, clean sheet always gives you an opportunity to win a game. And I thought Craig was just going to seal it for us. And it would have been a perfect day if we'd done that, because I thought we'd have thoroughly deserved that against a very, very good side who have done exceptionally well this season.
How pleased were you with the team's organisation? The way, as you said, they kind of dug in and they showed a lot of fight out there, I thought, as well.
I've never questioned their fight, I must admit. I think the biggest thing is when you lose goals the way we do, I think that obviously deflates you. And it's never gave us a start. As I say, many times, I watch them through training. I know what they've got. I know the desire they have. I know the way they train. I know the commitment they have. And I see that. That's why sometimes on the Saturday, it's been so surprising, you know. But I know what it's like when you're not winning games, or you lose a bad goal. It deflates you, and you lose that little bit, and then one becomes two. Then you go and up the pitch, which has happened to us. We've missed two or three fantastic chances, you know. And you just feel sorry for yourself. And I think the day the boys kept battling away. And as I say, as long as you don't lose silly goals, you've always got a chance to win it with the players that we have at our disposal. And I think that proved that today. I thought the substitutes come on and were excellent. You know, and I looked at the bench today, and it was the first time, as I say, I know with the couple of strange weeks with the boys with the COVID and injuries and whatever. But I looked at the bench today, and it was fantastic. I mean, somebody like Ross Graham been left out the squad today, you know, fully fit. And it was really difficult to do that, and that's what we've tried to build. When everybody's fit, I've said. And I've got to give the players great credit for that, because a few of them never trained at the start of the week, couldn't take part to Thursday. But I think it's easy when you're losing games and the way we have to leave yourself out and say, I'm still feeling it a little bit. But everyone with their neck on the line to try and play today. And that showed me a lot before the game. You know, I think it's easy, time to step down, but every one of them, a man, wanted to be fit for the game and wanted to be selected. So hopefully that sets us in good stead. What we're doing is trying to turn the positive performance in the respect of a clean sheet. I believe we should have won the game. That's me personally. Billy maybe have a different thought of that. But I thought we deserved to win the game. As I say, a couple of things I felt, you know, just never went for us at important times. But as I say, effort, commitment, creating opportunities, should have scored, you know, but defended really well. And I was really pleased with that, you know, so clean sheet. So first of the season, so hopefully we can kick on, because you've got to work hard every single day in your life. If you don't work hard and you think you've cracked it, that's when it's got a habit of kicking you in the backside.
You must have been pleased by the reaction from supporters as well
today. Listen, I've never had a problem, I've told you that. I've never had a problem with supporters. I understand their frustrations 100%. And, you know, I'd never, listen, everybody's known me throughout my career. I've never ever criticised the supporters for anything. They pay their money, they deserve to voice their opinion, good, bad, indifferent. And I respect, I thought they were fantastic today, but listen, they were down the air last week and we got a lot of criticism, and I deserved every single bit of it, because we lose the game. I understand that's part of football, you know, but as I say, I'm here trying desperately to hear their voices singing a victory. I'm desperately saying, I'm at home, I keep saying with victories, because they work hard, really hard during the week for themselves to come to the games, and you want to send them home with victories and feeling good about their club. And I think they've seen the commitment of the players, and I say that to the players. That's what you're representing all the time. Forget your name on the back. It's your badge on your front you're representing every single time you play. And they're the people you're supporting. You're trying to entertain them. You're trying to win games for them. That's what we go out on the pitch for. And I think, I said, if you do that, supporters respond to you. And to a man, they've done that today, and I was delighted with them. I can only thank them for that.
Has this been a difficult week at all, Peter, in terms of the, you know, with the talk of the pressure? Is that
it's been a difficult. It's been a difficult 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I'm not one of these guys that kidges on and say I've not been feeling the pressure. Of course you do. Probably if I was younger, you know, I'd probably dealt with certain things differently in the respect of maybe thought from you're no good at the job. I know what the work we're putting in was the correct work. If I thought for one moment that I was cheating someone at any time, and I think, as I said to you before, thankfully Ross and Thomas and all that, they see the work that's going on. They know the difficulties we've had. But I think he's known me well enough now. I never come out and tell you an excuse about somebody not being available or why somebody's not available, because the bottom line is I think I've got good enough players no matter what team I've got here to put on a performance. We've not done that often enough. So the criticism that goes with it, I deserve, you know. So I have no problem with that. I'd love them to be chanting the boys' name and being happy going home with a victory, and that's what supporters are here to do. And as I say, the support's been great. I've never had a problem with that at any time. Obviously, I'd love it, as I say, if we're winning games of football and everybody's going home happy. But it's a very tough few weeks, and that continues when you don't win games. Only, as I say, as a manager, people tell you, you enjoy victories for 45 minutes because all you're doing is preparing for the next game. That's what it is. You want the supporters to go and enjoy it, you want the players to go and enjoy it because it's a short life. But as a manager, unfortunately, you don't enjoy it. You're watching the video for the next game. And that's the way it was last Saturday morning, Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, watching the air game, which wasn't great, in the respect of watching the result. But I had to put the coach's hat on and think there was a lot of the stuff very, very good, and I've seen that, and I've seen it today again. So hopefully we're going the right direction, but we know we've got a hell of a lot of work to do, as I've always said. And that's not me just throwing a manager's quote out there. That's a fact. We have to get better at a lot of things. We have to be more clinical. We have to get more clean sheets, obviously. Getting the first one today is always a start, but... as I say, very pleased with a lot of it, and as I say, having the boys available makes a big difference as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You too. You too.